WFMD.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Only trying to give America a good show.
Oh, goody, we're on.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you awake?
Good morning.
You know what I feel like doing? I feel like celebrate the good times are back.
That's such a great idea for a podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, 3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous. Right there.
Ooh.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Stand behind the glass as a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
It is Thursday. We all wish it was Friday, September 23rd, 2021, and welcome into the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express. I'm your humble host, Ryan Hedrick, guiding you through another day with the morning mayor checking in at 6:10. We have Diana Gibson, probably the most important job during this four-hour show. Diana Gibson is manning the roads. With traffic updates and information you need to know to start your day the right way and avoid those fallen trees as we deal with the flash flood watch in effect until 8 a.m. And welcome to Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. We are under 100 days left in the year, 99 days left in 2021. We have expended 266 days in this fabulous year. And you're listening to the Morning News Express. Good morning, rise and shine. And you're doing it with a lot of water around. It took me about an hour to get to work navigating the fallen material. 70 was closed down at Boonesboro. People taking the alternative route, going down 40, getting into Frederick, getting back on at 17 and around the debris and the road closures. And we'll navigate all those for you as the morning goes on. If you see something we need to know about, please let me know at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD, 515, now 516. Let's check sports.
930 WFMD, sports update.
All right, we'll start off in baseball, where Bryce Harper threw out the tying run at the plate in the eighth inning, and Andrew McCutchen hit a two-run home run to keep the Phillies pushing in the NL East race with a 4-3 win over the Orioles. Juan Soto took over the NL batting lead, getting three hits and three ribbies to help the Washington Nationals beat the Miami Marlins 7-5. Minor league baseball last night in Prince George's County as the Bowie BayHawks fell to Akron in game two of the AA Northeast Championship Series 8-5. The loss setting up a must win for Bowie on Friday. Frederick County field hockey winners last night. Middletown over Oakdale in OT 2-1. Linganore gets past Tuscarora 1-0. And the NFL Washington football team in Buffalo this weekend. The Ravens in Detroit. And Tampa Bay has placed Antonio Brown on the COVID list. 517 at WFMD and WFMD.com.
Good morning, WFMD News. Frederick police are investigating a shooting Wednesday night. Officers were dispatched to 90 Waverly Drive at around 7:30 and found a man with a gunshot wound. The man was transported to a local trauma center, and police say he is in stable condition. Authorities say they are not releasing any more information as this is an ongoing investigation. Anyone who has information which can help is asked to contact Frederick police. There's some new information about what happened in the hours before Gabby Petito went missing. According to witnesses, Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, was involved in a loud argument at Jackson Hole, a Wyoming restaurant, but it wasn't with Petito. Rather, it was with the restaurant's waitstaff. According to a witness, Petito seemed visibly upset with Laundry's behavior at the restaurant. Petito's body was found at a campsite near Jackson Hole on Sunday. Brian Laundry declined to cooperate with authorities and has since gone missing himself. And after weeks of debate, the Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday approved booster shots of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for those 65 and older, at least 6 months after their second injection. The FDA also approved booster shots for those who are at high risk of being extremely sick with COVID or at serious risk of getting the disease due to their jobs. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Frederick Brickworks, the Brick Store, and more.
We have rain coming down all throughout the listening area this morning, and because of that, we have some flash flood warnings that are in effect and road closures. To see a complete list of roads that are closed in Frederick County, go to our Facebook page. We've got a link at that location. Well, we have an accident that's still in Washington County, 70 eastbound by 66. Now, all activity is on the right shoulder, and then in Frederick County, 70 eastbound by Mount Airy, an accident that takes out the left lane. Stop and go activity on 270 southbound after Urbana in through the truck scales in Hyattstown. And there's an accident in Germantown by 118 that is on the right shoulder. High standing water on 194 before the new Midway fire station and then reported between New Midway and Ladysburg. We also have some downed trees and power lines on Ball Road and Iamsville Road, and that is currently blocked at that location. And again, to see the complete list of road closures in Frederick County, go to our Facebook page. That is your 930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Time to spruce up with a new look from Frederick Brickworks and Techo Block. From patios to retaining walls and fire pits to outdoor kitchens, come see the Techo Block display to find your inspiration. The showroom is open. Frederick Brickworks off Route 26 on Monocacy Boulevard, the Brick Store, and more.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. The high around 73. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 52. Sunny for Friday, the high 72. Mostly clear Friday night, the low 51 for the weekend. Sunny for Saturday, the high 75. And sunny again Sunday, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
All right, Dino, thank you very much. We have 61 outside of our WFMD studios, a flash flood watch in effect for 8 a.m. But what does that mean for you? What that means is that debris could be scattered all over the road. And since the sun hasn't come up, not a good look if you have a low-lying car and you come to a puddle and it hydroplanes. I can tell you from my experience with hydroplaning, just don't put your foot on the brake. Much easier to ease off the gas, ease off the brake, and let the car coast over the puddle. Also, what you may not see in the roads and what authorities may not have gotten to yet is trees falling in the road. That could be nasty as well. Just make sure you have enough time getting to where you're going. We want you safe, and we'll keep you company as you get out on this Thursday morning. 521 on WFMD, the Morning News Express. Good morning.
It's 930 WFMD at the Great Frederick Fair. The Great Frederick Fair is back. The 930 WFMD booth is back in Building 9. With live broadcasts in the afternoon, your favorite local personalities, giveaways, and more. Celebrate WFMD's 85 years of broadcasting. Listen for highlights from this year's fair. A service of Catoctin Mountain Orchard, Gettysburg Trading Post, and AMI Signs.
See you at the WFMD booth in Building 9 at the Great Frederick Fair.
He raids your fridge.
Yada brada!
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code NEWS.
Dave, how would you describe our technicians?
Smoking hot.
During winter, you mean?
Yeah, Diana, and super cool in the summer.
Oh, I see. And how would you describe me, Dave?
You know, I can't talk about that stuff in public, Diana.
For that, I'm thankful. And thankful for our talented, courteous, and professional techs.
Me too, because of them, I guarantee great service, and I put my name on it.
Everybody raves for Dave's.
Get breaking local news first, straight to your phone. Just turn on notifications on the WFMD app, free from News Radio 930.
Yes, Michael Jackson will forever live in rock and roll lore. Love him. Love Michael Jackson. It is Rock With You. 5:23. No, this is not a music station. Just trying to get you up, get you out of bed, make you laugh. And, we're going to get you to where you're going the right way with information you need to know. 5:23 at WFMD. If you have not already, today is a good day to download our WFMD app. Simply go to the Google Play or Apple App Stores in your smart device. If you have one, I actually met somebody at the fair that did not have a smart device, a flip phone. Haven't seen one of those for a while. My father, before we got him to the iPhone status, had a flip phone. But if you still have a flip phone, maybe time to upgrade. If not, it's okay. It's okay. You'll get to the 21st century when you want. But if you do have a smartphone, there is an app store. And it's either a Google store or an Apple app store on the iPhone. Just go to that app store, type in Free Talk 930 WFMD. The WFMD app will pop up and allow notifications so we can send you really important information like the flash flood watch today, road closures. And by the way, if you haven't left the house and want to know if your road is closed, Diana Gibson has traffic in about 4 minutes. We also have information on WFMD.com that may save your trip. Diana called me really early this morning, told me that Boonesboro was closed on 70, saved me an hour getting in here. And I really, really appreciate her for that. It is coming up on 525 here on WFMD. A couple of things interesting piqued my curiosity. Somebody is finally doing something about President Joe Biden's ineptitude. For the second time since he was sworn into office on January 20th, articles of impeachment have been filed against President Biden. Now, you may think this is not a big deal, and it may not be to a lot of you, but this is the House Republicans doing this. The three articles were filed by Ohio's Representative Bob Gibbs. I love Bob Gibbs. I don't know anything about Bob Gibbs, but I love him, along with Arizona Representative Andy Biggs and Representative Brian Babin, and also Randy Weber of Texas. So God bless those gentlemen. Gibbs said on his Facebook page that the articles were filed due to the president's, quote, willful negligence of the border crisis, close quote, his extension of the eviction moratorium despite a Supreme Court warning and the administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. That last one right there would be enough to get President Trump impeached. Heck, a phone call was enough to get President Trump impeached. It won't go anywhere, but at least somebody is doing something. And that's the problem I have with the Republican Party. They're just so soft sometimes. And I didn't want to start out the show with hard news, but I just can't help myself. You know, like Flo in the Progressive commercials, when she's sitting on a beach trying to relax and she hears somebody talking about insurance and spending more money, she's drawn to that conversation. I am drawn to hard news. It's in my blood. It's 5:26 at WFMD. We're going to the traffic center in a moment. Locally, I'm glad you asked, more than a month after teachers at the Frederick County Public Schools returned to work without a contract, the county's Board of Education on Wednesday unanimously voted to ratify the tentative agreement it reached with the union representatives, the county's teachers, last week. Since a majority of the Frederick County Teachers Association members also voted to approve the agreement, 93% of the SCTA, President Missy Dirk said, the impasse that has existed between the union and the board for more than 2 months is officially over. That means during the board's meeting Wednesday evening, Dirks identified the ratified contract as fair and reasonable, but noted there is still work to be done. So that work usually means spending more money, right? It's all about money. Everything that we talk about on this program in the news sense is tied to money. More spending,
more commitment, more tax dollars, more time, more effort. It all boils down to more money. And that's what the teachers are asking for and will receive. They will always receive more money. Never, ever, 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 ever have I encountered a story where teachers in any district are getting less money. They may be making less money for the time being, but it is always about more money. That is what their bone of contention center on. That's what their displeasure revolves around. It's money. It doesn't matter if kids are going to school less. It doesn't matter if less education is being streamed into the minds of our young children. It is all about money. And until we get more money, we're going to give you less education. Isn't that the exchange? 528 at WFMD and WFMD.com. What do you think about anything? If you want to reach out, tell me your road's closed, it's messed up, you're having a horrible commute, or you're having a great day, I'd love to hear from you. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. The Morning Mayor checking in. It's 610. It is 529. Let's go to traffic.
Teachers in Frederick County Public Schools have a new contract. More on that next, WFMD News.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We've got several accidents on 270 this morning, one by the way station in Hyattstown. And because of that, you're seeing some stop-and-go activity after Urbana trying to get in through Montgomery County. The next accident is right before 118, but that's off to the side of the interstate. 70 eastbound in Washington County, an accident off to the shoulder by 66. Delays coming down Braddock Mountain, moving towards the ramp for 270. And two accidents in Frederick County beyond that. One by the way station in New Market, that's in the center of the interstate. The other one by Mount Airy, that takes out your left lane. Number of road closures this morning. And to see the complete list of the road closures in Frederick County, go to our Facebook page. 194, we see high standing water in between New Midway and Ladysburg. In Carroll County, 97 in Piney View Court, that is shut down for high water, as well as in Frederick County, Copper Mine Road by Angus Way, Jones Road by 75 and Ball Road and Iamsville Road. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, those continue throughout the day. Some of those this afternoon could produce some gusty winds and heavy rain, high at 73. Could see 1 to 2 inches of rain this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 52. Sunshine tomorrow and 72. For the weekend, sunny, highs will be in the 70s. BJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you. It is 61, raining in the city of Frederick, raining all over the listening area. Be careful, flash flood watch in effect until 8 a.m. What that means for you, low-lying water and maybe branches in the road you can't see yet because the sun hasn't come up. Just give yourself enough opportunity to get to where you're going safe. And you could log on to WFMD right now. A good thing, we have a link up showing road closures as they happen on this Thursday morning, September 23rd, 2021, 5:31 on the Morning News Express.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
Teachers in Frederick County Public Schools have a new contract. The News Post reports that the Board of Education on Wednesday unanimously ratified the 3-year agreement with the Frederick County Teachers Association. Under this contract, teachers will receive a 1.5% cost of living hike as well as a step increase. Those who were hired on or before February 1st, 2021 will receive a $1,400 retention incentive in their December 15th paychecks. FCTA President Missy Dirk says teachers overwhelmingly voted in favor of the contract. The two sides reached an impasse in June of this year, and a mediator was called in to work out a new agreement.
The National Park Service says portions of Catoctin Mountain Park will be closed this weekend due to increased security measures. Beginning on Friday at 3 p.m. and continuing through Sunday at 8 p.m., Park Central Road will be closed between Thurmont Vista and the Camp Greentop entrance. Trails to Blue Ridge Summit Vista and Hog Rock Overlook will also be closed. All other roads, trails, campgrounds, and picnic areas will remain open for visitors. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
News. I'm Carmen Roberts. The FDA gives the thumbs up for a Pfizer booster shot for some Americans, but it still needs CDC approval.
Meanwhile, a CDC advisory committee on immunization practices has been discussing the boosters. Some panelists feel the vaccines now are enough, while others fear confusion from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients who, for now, can't get extra protection.
Fox's Gernal Scott. And Republicans are refusing to back a spending bill that would also raise the country's debt limit. Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, pointing out debt is money already spent, spending the GOP supported.
It's the Trump debt that we now must pay.
Without action, the U.S. faces a partial government shutdown October 1st. America's listening to Fox News.
A proposal dealing with ag tourism is being considered for the Frederick County Council's 2022 legislative package. The measures would allow farm buildings being converted into ag tourism facilities to have up to 200 people inside, and they would not need building permits for any changes that have to be made. Chief Tom Coe with the Division of Fire and Rescue Services said he's concerned about the potential tragic fire in a venue with large numbers of people.
The 2013 Station Nightclub fire in West Warwick, Rhode Island took 100 lives and injured an additional 230 people. And the 2016 Ghost Ship fire in Oakland, California took 36 lives. Both incidents are horrific reminders of how important building codes, inspections, and protection systems are to saving lives in the event of an emergency.
Colby Ferguson with the Maryland Farm Bureau says this is only for existing farm buildings, not new ones.
But any existing barn that would like to expand or take their agritourism a little bit larger than 50 people, it would give them that authority, but still gives the county the ability to be flexible and restrictive.
A vote by the council on whether to add this proposal to its legislative package is expected next week. A fire at Hood College's Broadbeck Music Hall was caused by lightning. That's according to the Frederick County Division of Fire and Rescue. Hood College President Andrea Chapdelaine said it's fortunate no one was hurt.
We had a number of musical instruments, since that is our music hall, 14 pianos, organs, etc. in that building. So we have been working with professionals to have those removed and checked for damage.
Chapdelaine said the building will likely have to go through a full gut and restoration. However, it is still structurally sound.
A lot of sadness about the building and its loss, and a lot of sharing of some really beautiful memories of people's experiences in that building. So that's been a source of comfort through all of this.
Fire officials on Wednesday said that the origin of the fire was in the cupola or the roof area. For more on that story, you can go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 930 WFMD. And Frederick County Councilman Michael Blue wishes that the county's response to the coronavirus would have been a little different. He joined WFMD's Frederick Focus show and said he thinks the county took mandates a bit farther than the state, and he would have liked to see the county take the state's recommendations.
I guess the only thing that I would like to have revisited would have been the stipulation requiring larger gatherings.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service. For the following counties in Maryland, Carroll, and Frederick, the National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a flood warning for Carroll County in north-central Maryland, east-central Frederick County in north-central Maryland until 11:45 a.m. Thursday. At 5:35 a.m., Doppler radar indicated heavy rain. Flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly in the warned area. Between 1 and 2 inches of rain have fallen. Some locations that will experience flooding include Westminster, Eldersburg, Mount Airy, Hampstead, Manchester, Sacristville, Oakland, Gambier, New Windsor, Reese, Wagner's Mill, Carrollton, Patapsco, Phinsburg, Louisville, Winfield, Marston, Uniontown, Green Mount, Carrolltown. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible in the warned area. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding.
And it's time for the Hollywood headlines brought to you by Berryville Graphics. They have job openings in Fairfield, Martinsburg, and in Berryville. Britney Spears wants out of her conservatorship. Immediately, she went to court to make that happen as per the request of her father, Jamie. According to the paperwork, she wants it over this fall without a medical examination. This thing is vicious on Britney. Johnny Depp has accepted the Donista Award at Spain's San Sebastian Film Festival. He slammed cancel culture while talking to the press. He said that no one is safe from being instantly judged by people. And Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian are starring in the latest Kim Kardashian's latest Skims campaign. The ladies are posting together in several steamy shots. No doubt Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker, their boyfriends, love the look. And that, my friends, is a look at your Hollywood headlines brought to you by Berryville Graphics. Now, let's check a very busy traffic center and Diana Gibson, the hardest working woman in the building, plus Kurt Kroenke with MTA and a first look at weather all together right here at 539.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We have got an active water rescue taking place right now in Frederick County on Jones Road in between South Street and Green Valley Road. Units on the scene, more responding. Watch out for those flashing lights. 194 in between New Midway and Ladysburg. Seeing high standing water at that location in Carroll County. 97 in Piney View Court shut down for high water. 75 in Old Annapolis Road. We have high water at that location, as well as 550 right at the Washington County Frederick County line at Fox Deerfield Road. Trees down at that location, flooding Coppermine Road and Angus Way, as well as Ball Road and Iamsville Road. Pretty jammed up 270 southbound in Frederick County by Hyattstown. There's an accident, but your delays are beginning by 85. On and off delays on 70 eastbound through both Frederick and Washington County. Two crashes in Frederick County, 70 eastbound by 75. 70 eastbound by Mount Airy. That blocks your left lane. That is your 930 WFMD traffic. Service of Frederick Air and Bryant, whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call.
It is 540 on WFMD. Let's check in with my man, Kurt Kroenke. Kurt, we're gearing up for the Ravens-Lions game. I guarantee a victory in this one.
Okay, yeah, this one's I can see it. I can definitely see it.
We can see it, but we have to, like, live through it because the last time I guaranteed victory, it was a debacle in Las Vegas. So I'm 0-1 when guaranteeing victory.
Well, we'll see how this one goes.
We certainly will. How's the MTA looking this morning?
We're looking, for the most part, pretty good, Ryan. We do have 890, that Frederick train, operating 5 to 10 minutes late as it heads to 640 scheduled arrival at Union Station, Washington. 872 scheduled to make a stop in Point of Rocks at 551 and Barnesville at 601. And 892 is the next departure from Frederick, leaving at 605 this morning, stopping in Monocacy at 612. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit team, I'm Kurt Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. The high around 73. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 52. Sunny for Friday, the high 72. Mostly clear Friday night, the low 51 for the weekend. Sunny for Saturday, the high 75. And sunny again Sunday, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
Can you imagine if articles of impeachment were filed against Donald Trump, which they were, it would be all over the news. The news would be stopping what they were doing. We'd never know who Gabby Petito is or was, and it would be splash, front page news. But today, articles of impeachment filed against President Joe Biden by House Republicans, and it's crickets. It's quiet. It's very quiet. Not on the roads, though, where there's a flash flood watch in effect
until 8 a.m. Trees are down, roads are closed, but fear not. Everything that you need to know this morning at WFMD.com, 542 on the Morning News Express.
Get the latest updates every hour, on the hour. America is listening to Fox News Radio. You can rely on Fox News for the latest breaking news, information, and top trending stories. The news that matters most to you. Fox News correspondents reporting from all over the globe, keeping you up to date in these challenging and unprecedented times. Every hour, every day, this is Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio on News Radio 930.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-724-9484. That's 800-724-9484. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-724-9484 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
If you glue it, nail it, screw it, cut it, plug it, mud it, clamp it, sand it, saw it. Put it this way, if you're looking for the elements that hold your world together, you know, the metaphorical nuts and bolts.
The only place to go to start your project is NZ Kramer & Son in Woodsboro and online at nzkramer.com. Since 1890, they've been servicing residential and commercial customers, offering sales and service of plumbing, electrical, lumber, and other home improvement supplies. NZ Kramer & Son. Start building.
I'm Steve Schmidt, president of Frederick Air, Frederick's only Bryant Factor authorized dealer. Thank you for nominating us for this year's Best of the Best. Now we need your vote to win. Just go to fredericknewspost.com/BOB, choose the heating and air conditioning category, and vote for Frederick Air. Frederick Air and Bryant will do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable this year. Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Call 301-663-0300.
Strong, proud, and community-oriented. 930 WFMD.
It's 545 at WFMD. I guess the night shows, the collective not funny mainstream, our ratings suck night shows, they're doing a climate change show campaign awareness. What are they trying to hand Greg Gutfeld, the late night crown? These guys are clowns, man. 545, none of them are funny. I remember when late night TV show was a must see. Can't miss it. Yeah, those days are long gone. 545 at WFMD. Let's do it. Let's check sports.
930 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, baseball races are getting very interesting. This is a great time to be a baseball fan if you could ignore the social justice messages in between pitches. Last night in Tampa Bay.
Swing and a grounder towards short. Walls has it. Throws across. Rays win! Rays win! Rays win! And they have earned the right to defend their American League championship.
The Rays win. The Tampa Bay Rays winning 7-1. Tampa Bay Radio on the call. That means they're 94-59 and firmly entrenched in first place in the AL East. Not firmly entrenched is the Baltimore Orioles, losing another one 4-3 to the Phillies. Bryce Harper throwing out the tying run at the plate in the eighth, and Andrew McCutchen going deep with a 2-run home run. Juan Soto taking over the batting crown as the Nats beat the Marlins 7-5. That is sports at 547.
Good morning, WFMD News. Teachers in Frederick County Public Schools have a new contract. The News Post reports that the Board of Education on Wednesday unanimously ratified the three-year agreement with the Frederick County Teachers Association. Under this contract, teachers will receive a 1.5% cost of living hike as well as a step increase. Tragedy struck Louisville, Kentucky on Wednesday morning as a 16-year-old boy was killed and two other children were hurt in a shooting at a school bus stop. Local police said the shooting occurred at approximately 6:30 a.m. as the three students were shot in a drive-by attack as they waited for the bus. The two injured students will survive. One is a 14-year-old girl who was treated for minor injuries at the scene. The other was a 14-year-old boy who was taken to the hospital with injuries that weren't life-threatening. Police are searching for the people that were in a gray Jeep that was in the area when the shooting took place. And despite the Biden administration claiming Haitians camped in a Texas border town faced expulsion, thousands are being let into the U.S. Two officials told that to the Associated Press. Many of the thousands have been released into the country with notices to appear at an immigration court within 60 days. Some are heading to Maryland. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Well, thank heavens Frederick County Public Schools have closed schools for the day. We have serious flooding conditions out there this morning and active water rescue taking place this morning on Jones Road. In between South Street and Green Valley Road on 27 and Brown Road, high water at that location as well as 27 south of Westminster before you go under the 140 overpass. 550 at the Washington County, Frederick County line past Fox Deerfield Road, tree down at that location, flooding Coppermine Road and Angus Way, as well as Ball Road and Iamsville Road, just to name a couple of locations. 194 southbound between New Midway and Ladysburg, high water, and 97 at Piney View Court in Carroll County, shut down because of high standing water. 270 southbound is jammed up in Frederick County from Frederick getting in through Hyattstown. An accident by the way station, also seeing some delays out of Urbana in through 109 on 355 southbound. 70 east and westbound, we have delays going up and over Braddock Mountain in both directions. And a crash on 70 eastbound before Mount Airy takes out the left lane. To see a complete list of road closures in our area right now, go to our Facebook page. We've got a link at that location. I'm Diana Gibson with your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms, those continue throughout the day. Some of those this afternoon could produce some gusty winds and heavy rain, high at 73. Could see 1 to 2 inches of rain this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 52. Sunshine tomorrow and 72. For the weekend, sunny, highs will be in the 70s. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Yes, Todd Edwards. I was trying to figure out your last name as you were giving your weather report. Thank you, Todd Edwards, my man. It is 61 outside of our WFMD studios. It is down a couple of degrees. There's a flash flood watch in effect. Trees all over the road. High standing water. But don't worry about it. We've got you covered with traffic and weather together on the 8th. 550 at WFMD, the business update. Minus Chris Murray is next.
This update from the Great Frederick Fair on 930 WFMD is a service of Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Fresh fruit for better health.
Oh, I come out here every year because our church used to have a food stand out here, so we used to work out here every year. So it's been close to 20-some years since I've been coming out here. Just walking around, seeing old friends, and I especially like the agricultural things because I grew up in 4-H. So I love going around and looking at the animals and seeing these young kids now doing what I used to do.
I'm a member of the Frederick County Fire Rescue Life Safety Committee. We're here promoting fire and life safety, fire prevention, health safety tips and everything. We also have a lot of information for adults to avoid emergency rooms and stuff like that. Because, like I said, we're older people know a lot, but the younger children don't. We're their teacher. We go out, stuff like this, set up there. We get, do like home shows and go to different open houses throughout the county.
930 WFMD, business update.
It is 5:51 at WFMD. It is time for the business update courtesy of Fox.
A big rebound for stocks in the wake of the Federal Reserve meeting. The Dow higher by 338 points after a four-day slide. The Nasdaq rising 150. The good news from central bankers, no immediate rollback of monetary stimulus, which has been keeping the economy going throughout the pandemic. The Fed will hold rates near zero, with the first rate hike not occurring till sometime next year. Meantime, the tapering of bond purchases by the Fed could begin in November. Commodity stocks led today's comeback. Devon Energy, APA, Hess, and Marathon Oil were all higher. But FedEx shares tumbled after profit fell at the shipper last quarter because of rising labor costs. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Jerry, thank you very much. And we do have breaking news to interrupt the flow of the business update. Frederick County Public Schools are closed today. Frederick County Public Schools are closed. Back to business, where the U.S. stock index futures were higher during early morning trading today after the Federal Reserve kept benchmark interest rates unchanged, while indicating no immediate intention of removing stimulus policies. Future contracts tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 105 points. S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ 100 futures both traded in positive territory. Stock finished higher across the board during regular trading following the central bank's commentary. The Dow gained roughly 340 points, or 1%, for its first positive session in five and best day since July 20th. The 30 stock benchmark did close below its highest levels of the day, however, after advancing more than 500 points at one point. And that, my friends, is a look at your business update. It is 5:54 on the Morning News Express, and the Belly Buster coming up next. Again, Frederick County Public Schools are closed, a flash flood watch in effect. And if you're just waking up, it's very rainy out there, very windy, kind of nasty, 60 degrees in the city of Frederick. 5:54 WFMD, rise and shine. Good morning.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, this book claims, according to these reports now, that Milley promised his Chinese counterpart that he would tip him off ahead of time if Trump ordered a nuclear attack. A pair of secret phone calls, General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Milley went so far as to pledge he would alert China in the event of a U.S. attack. I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise.
Sean Hannity, wow. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on 930 WFMD.
He raids your fridge.
Yada brada.
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code NEWS.
The 930 WFMD Listener Club is a service of locally owned McDonald's restaurants, including Route 40, West Patrick Street in Frederick, and Flower Hill Way in Gaithersburg.
The WFMD Listener Club. To join, look for the link at WFMD.com.
WFMD's Belly Buster, a service of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs.
I just received my first text message the other day. I'm not part of that world. I didn't know what it was. I'd heard of them, but I never got one. My cell phone made a noise that I never made before. It was like, bling! I'm like, oh, wow, what? It said, you have a text message. I don't even know what to do. I was like, come in, text message. My wife had to show me how to read a text message. My first one ever. I was all excited. I opened it up. It said, yo, yo, we clubbing tonight? Grandma? My first text message of my whole life was a wrong number. That's true. And I wanted to be polite and let that person know that it was a wrong number. So my wife had to show me how to write one back. So I wrote back, to whom it may concern. I am not Mr. Yo-Yo. I am sending you this notification as a courtesy to alert you to the fact that
you have not reached the individual with whom you wish to communicate. Good luck in all of your future endeavors and Godspeed.
It is the Morning News Express Rise and Shine. The Morning Mayor checking in at 6:10. Ryan Hedrick with you at 5:57 on Thursday, September 23rd. 99 days left in this fabulous year and a few days left at the Great Frederick Fair. Get out and dodging the raindrops yesterday, but it was fun nevertheless. We'll have a complete recap and a look ahead at what's happening at the fair this weekend. And I can tell you the harness race was canceled but rescheduled for 1 o'clock on Saturday, about 1:15. So I will participate in that. Yesterday, I really just, I was solid. I was fabulous yesterday, racing kids around the track. Just a little indication of what's to come at the harness race. But I showed my athletic prowess by beating the kids. And handily, I won handily. And you could see that video. I did not cheat. But you could see that video. I won fair and square, 5:58 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We've got issues on 194 southbound with high standing water coming out of Tawny Town, trying to move in through Keymar and Walkersville this morning, as well as 27 in between Westminster and Mount Airy. Stack 270 southbound from 85 in through Hyattstown, an accident still working at that location. Slowing on 70 east and westbound up and over Braddock Mountain, and an accident 70 eastbound before Mount Airy. It takes out your left lane. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
All right, a member of the driving force, Drake Russell, is on a commute. Drake, what are you seeing right now on 270, my friend?
I'm down at, I just hit 109, and it took over 40 minutes to get here from Urbana. So it's slow.
All right, Drake, thank you so much for checking in. That's Drake on the roads. It is the Skyscan forecast brought to you by PJsRoofing.com. Stay tuned.